Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Here we go.
Good morning. 8:09. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
How you doing?
Let's see. Today we got a high of 75. We do have a chance for some afternoon and evening rain and thunderstorms.
Thunder.
Tonight, cloudy chance for more rain and thunder.
Raiden wins.
Thunder. Low of 60 Friday. Cloudy chance for rain and thunderstorms. High of 65. Could be dropping down this weekend. I don't think it's going to. I think it's going to be nice.
Yeah.
I think this is wrong. I think this is a bunch of BS.
Yep, we're calling it.
Bunch of horse hockey. anyway.
H-E double hockey stick.
There you go. Ah, hell. let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Gilson Cycle.
You know, coconuts are like nature's cannonball. Mm-hmm. You gotta be careful with those things. You know, people have died from coconuts falling on their heads.
It's just a funny noise.
I've never had a coconut fall on my head. Have you?
No.
No? Have you ever had a coconut thrown at you?
No.
Have you ever had a coconut thrown at you by a stripper?
Absolutely not.
All right. Well,
I've gotten kicked in the coconuts.
Once or twice. Mm-hmm. There's a 36-year-old woman named Shanta Bolge, who's a stripper in Key West, Florida. Around 2 a.m. on Saturday, she was hanging out on the porch in front of a strip club when a guy started filming her, and he wouldn't stop. So she threw a coconut at him.
She climbed a tree and grabbed it?
I doesn't say. I don't know if there was just coconuts hanging around.
You know?
A lot of unanswered questions in here. When the cops came, she told them, quote, "I'll be honest with you. I threw it, but it didn't hit him."
Oh.
She was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Wow.
Damn.
And the cops told her it's because she was on the porch. She didn't have, quote, expectation of privacy. What, with a deadly weapon?
Yeah, if you think about it, taking a coconut to the dome, man, is no joke.
Yeah, if you whip a coconut, because they're, yeah. I mean, it's like the size of a softball.
Softball, yeah.
Saying you could probably get some speed on that.
Yeah.
Wow.
You ever get coconuts, like from the store?
No, I never. It's just too much work.
Dude, it is impossible to get it. You know, I finally did, because I wanted to try it once.
Yeah.
Couldn't get into the damn thing. Dude, I did everything.
Yeah.
I went out to my dad's shop and just threw a drill bit through it. Put a straw in it. Worked perfect.
It is crazy that people, I think, like, it's the shell that's the hard part, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that, like, the hard part?
I think
to get
some
through?
People, like, I think you peel it to a point, and then it cracks easier. I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like if I was on a deserted island, I'd be screwed. Because if all I had was, like, coconuts, I wouldn't know how to get into one.
There's a video online of a guy who peels them with his teeth.
Oh.
He just kind of bites it and just gnaws the thing apart. Oh.
What if this guy would have caught the coconut and then ripped it open with his teeth?
He'd have been a
say, what do you think now, stripper? Right.
What do you think of that?
How about that, stripper?
Drinks the milk.
Yeah, where did you get the coconut? Juice.
Coconut milk.
It's
that's
milk.
What it is.
It's milk, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Which is gross, by the way.
Yeah, it's not as it's not that good.
A lot of electrolytes.
How about this? Do you ever drink coconut water?
No.
Like from the gas station or whatever? The Vita Coco or whatever?
No.
It's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah. It's great for hangovers.
Yeah, because the electrolytes, right?
Yeah, electrolytes, and it's just something in it. Yeah.
So, coconut milk, good for hangovers. Mm-hmm. Coconut to the head.
Good for death.
Good for death.
WTF of the day is brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Stop by Gilson Cycle on Pipestone in Benton Harbor to get your motorcycle ready for the season.
The weather.